All right, let me resume. trying to recapture the context here. All right, we're talking about reason number two for the United States being police power of the Middle East. So what did the Holocaust have to do with this sliver of land here that's marked in yellow, which is today the country of Israel? And America's decision to police the Middle East is in part related to the formation of this country. So, we're going back to the idea of the Jewish people and their regular persecution by European Christians. And it had to do, very simply, with something that we are all too familiar with as part of our story. It had to do with the fact that there was a really important difference between Jewish people and most of the people of Europe with regard to this really big anchor fact, right, in the history of Western civilization, which is the birth of Jesus. And in essence, the big difference between Judaism and Christianity is that Christians follow the teachings of Jesus and accept him. Now, they interpret his life and teachings in different ways. So some Christians believe that he is literally God, or in some sense part of the God, their God. Others would just say that he is the Son of God, or that he was a man, or what have you. But basically, they believe that he was sent to teach people the religion of Christianity, and he is the most essential person in that religious belief. On the other hand, Jewish people who were living in the Roman Empire at the time in Judea did not accept him. And you could say that in a sense, Jesus was killed because of the Jews, because they did not accept him as a valid religious teacher, and they wanted the Romans to get rid of him. And so there was, from the beginning of the birth of Christianity, a very big disagreement and resentment between the two religions that are so closely related, between the religion of the Jews, called Judaism, and the religion of the followers of Christ, Christianity. And the Jews were spread throughout the Roman Empire. They then came to be spread throughout Europe. And they were persecuted regularly by the Christians. I mean, we know how the Christians treated each other in Europe. No surprise then how they treated the Jews. They were very harsh on them. And the Jewish people ended up, it's known within Judaism as the diaspora, the great kind of spreading out of the Jewish people away from Judea, and their kind of constant movement because of persecution by the Christians of Europe. And by the time of World War II, they'd been all over the place. For a long time, they were living in Spain. As it turns out, Jews were much more tolerated back then anyway by Muslims. So when the Muslims ruled Spain, they were very tolerant of the Jews. Then when the Christians took over, they were very intolerant of the Jews. The Jews then escaped and went to places like Netherlands and then later Prussia, which were more tolerant. And then, well, we know what happened to Prussia. Prussia becomes Germany and it becomes intolerant. So the Jews suffered. The Holocaust was the last and worst chapter of that persecution by Christians. So, enter the United States of America, a country that stands for religious freedom. What's it going to do? World War II has happened. The Holocaust has happened. What is the United States going to do? Well, two things. One is, you've got these people who have been in Europe all this time, like so many other Europeans, and they're persecuted by their fellow Europeans. Well, what would a country like America do? A country of religious freedom. Micah?
Help Israel.
Well, I haven't said anything about Israel yet. You're jumping ahead. But that's what I'm getting to next. Alexander?
Just help them.
Help them. Yeah, okay, help them.
Not get persecuted anymore.
Okay, but I guess my question was not enough, didn't have enough of a lead in it there to take you to where the answer that I was trying to get you to, which was, have them come to America. Right? Allow them to leave Europe and come to a country of religious freedom. Because the only difference between them and other Europeans, essentially, was religion. So America was much more open back then. One of the things that has caused America to become much more closed off in terms of immigration, for instance, which you see around you in the debates in the culture, is this, you know, the consequences of being a police power have led to a lot of problems. Back then, America was much more open, and so a lot of Jewish people emigrated from Europe, already had by World War II, but then following it more came in order to escape persecution, because to come to America was to come to a country of religious freedom. And of course, Jewish people in America are relatively, I would say, safer than anywhere else on the planet. But not all of them wanted to come to America. And this is where we get to what Micah was about to say, which is many of them, during the time of the World Wars, starting around the time of World War I, even before that, had the idea that they should be able to have their own country. And this entire area here had been conquered by the British Empire as part of World War I. And the British Empire, and well, that included this ancient Holy Land, where the Jewish people had their homeland, where they had their own ancient kingdoms dating back into prehistory. And so this was where they wanted to be. If you just wanted freedom, okay, you could go to America. But if you wanted to have a country of your own for your own people, well, where could you do that? And because the British Empire had conquered this part of the world during the World Wars, Jewish people were allowed to and eventually encouraged to emigrate there, to this part of the world where there actually weren't any countries. Where basically all these straight lines that you see on the map, they were drawn later. And so they were really, really unsettled because the British Empire ruled over this territory, and they hadn't decided what to do with it yet. And so Jewish people moved to Israel from Europe in large numbers, large enough that after the Holocaust, there were enough of them to declare themselves a country and to fight in order to be able to have that land, which they did have to do. We'll get into the details of that tomorrow. But Israel was declared its independence in 1948. So this gives us reason number two for the United States becoming the international police power of the Middle East. Because the United States, out of a general desire to make a better world, could certainly harbor many Jewish people if they wanted to escape from Europe and come to America and accept them as citizens and so on, as immigrants to the country. But on the other hand, many of them having escaped and formed the country of Israel, what would the United States do in that setting? Well, it made sense that this was going to be a democratic country. It made sense that this was the kind of country that the United States would defend and support. It was not going to be communist. It was going to be a country for people that had been persecuted in European history, And America wanted to make the European world a better place. And it was a place where people that were escaping from religious persecution wanted to settle. So again, America could support that. And it was in the Middle East. So factor number two for the United States deciding to police the Middle East was the decision to support the formation and independence of Israel. All right, so we got two out of three now. One more reason. So we got the barrier here that we're going to put up to defend the Middle East, prevent the expansion of communism. All right, so that's reason number one. Reason number two, protect the new nation of Israel. Reason number three, well, you gotta have certain things if you're gonna do one and two. You have to have certain resources in order to be able to accomplish these very ambitious goals. Because where is America on this map? Yeah, I don't know how you would put it, right? Go ahead in your own words, Alexander.
Up there, off the screen, on the other side.
Yeah, okay. Around, on the other, underneath, on, up there, on the other side, where, however you want to put it. Okay, it's on the other side of the world. Okay, so what do you need in terms of resources if you're going, if you're on the other side of the world, but you want to police this part of the world? What do you need? How can you do that? How can you effectively do that? Well, let me ask you a simpler question. How do you even get here? Alone, keep whatever police force you're going to deploy here, how are you going to supply it? And with what? King.
Well, you can either sail there through the Strait of Gibraltar and then all the way across through the Mediterranean Sea, or you could fly there.
Okay, right, all right. So, but if you're going to be a police power, you got to have the ability to transport, is what you're saying, your resources to this region. And whether or not you're going to use an airplane or a boat, and definitely permanently, on a permanent basis, the United States has massive fleets, carrier aircraft groups, for instance, that are used in this world police function that it performs. All right, but whether it's planes or boats, what do you need in both cases in order for those machines to function? Something which you find in abundance in places like this. X marks the spot. Cliff.
Oil or gasoline?
Yeah, right. I mean, gasoline is a refined product, right, that comes from crude oil that's found under the ground, fossil fuels, right? And in the Middle East, you have an abundance of it under the ground. The people there had no clue that it was there, but the British arrived, BP, British Petroleum, or it was called, as it was called originally, the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, discovered oil over here and started to develop it. And then in 1933, I believe it was, Aramco, which was an American company, discovered a massive amount of oil here in Arabia and formed another company, Saudi Aramco, to develop the oil resources there. So it turns out that this region kind of had its own powerful resource that the United States needed in order to police the region. So it kind of was like a reinforcing factor that if you wanted to be the world police power, including over this region, you needed to police this region. Because you needed that resource, the oil, to be able to perform this world police function. Protect a country like Israel. Protect Europe and the rest of the Middle East from the expansion of communism. Secure the oil there in order to do all of these things. So those are your three factors, basically, that drove the United States into this world police role. To say, all right, we're going to go here, and we're specifically going to police this region for those reasons. So what we'll see tomorrow is, of course, well, who was living there? What were their goals? What was their, you know, life like? And how did they respond to this conduct by the United States? It certainly was a mixed outcome. Of course, what we're looking for here is an understanding of how ultimately this produced the conflict that the United States is in now, which has led it to do things like conquer Afghanistan, marked in black, conquer Iraq, marked in black as well, and police so much else of this region in what's known as the War on Terror. All right, so we'll pick things up from here tomorrow and look at part of this history of the United States' relationship to the Middle East once it decided to become the police power there. All right. Good, everybody. Don't forget your facts practice for tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.